Up first is a story from a preschool teacher who had a child in her class that had been gone for a few days. She writes, "When he returned, I told him we missed him, and he told me I had to go to Iowa because my grandpa died and I had to be a polar bear. When I called the mom to share that with her, she told me that indeed the grandsons had been the pallbearers." Yep, kids hear and say the darndest things.
Yeah, they do. How about the one from a mom who's trying to sleep in? "My son's 3.5 years old. We're still in bed early in the morning, and suddenly he starts poking me in the eye. I ask him why he's doing it.
Right.
He goes, 'Mommy, I want you to become a pirate.'"
That's right.
I mean, that's what's cooler than that?
Yeah, I was going to use an eye patch and some rum.
Ouch.
Well, this leads us into our topic this week, and we know that a lot of people are listening need or already have child care. So this week we're talking about some ways to manage child care as we head back into the offices post-pandemic.
Oh, pay attention. Listen carefully.
Right. Let me clear my throat. That's right. We picked a very recent article from the Harvard Business Review titled 4 Tips to Manage Child Care When You Go Back to the Office. Greg, I know you and I may not have this concern any longer since our children are grown up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Predominantly mine.
Mostly.
Yeah, sort of. Well, beyond the need for daycare, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah.
Hold it. Mine are 30 and still need daycare.
Still not grown up yet, yeah. Well, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the latest projection of Michigan parents experiencing child care problems is upwards of 10%. So, said differently, 10% of parents in Michigan needing child care do not have options for their children. So managing the child care dilemma continues to be a problem in the great state of Michigan.
For sure. This article gives parents some advice on how to navigate the choppy waters of child care. And this advice is based on some lessons learned over the last 15 months or so as we've stared down the pandemic.
Yep. So one of the first recommendations from the author of this article is start by evaluating your family's realities and needs. Kind of like a camped an obvious moment, I guess. But that might mean acknowledging that more business travel is coming up as we get back into more normal life, or evening commitments due to work are increasing, and kids' activities and sports are going to start coming up here in September as we get back into school.
Yes. Can't wait for hockey.
That's right.
Recognizing these things will give parents time to plan and develop contingencies related to childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Another great recommendation is to keep your pandemic pod in place. Remember those? The pandemic pods were established in the early days of COVID. They were a small gathering of kids from a group of parents that could be trusted. Those pods were used for education, socializing, and even meal sharing.
Yeah, so, but now maybe expand that group of trusted parents to include other kids and, you know, keep that child care intact. So child care could come from that group of trusted parents as work and life commitments kick back in. So here's another good idea from the article regarding child care options. Find people with the same life patterns. Look for families that have kids about your kids' age and get to know them.
Absolutely. These are families that go to the same school, maybe play the same sports. I know as a hockey mom, hockey families do this often. In other words, get to know 3 or 4 of these families and consider making a backup pact with them.
Yeah, if you don't do that in hockey, your kid's going to miss at least a few practices or games. So finally, when you have to do it, be your own backup. Or, said differently, lean on your employer to let you work from home as you need to. We do this at U.S. Staffing sometimes. Our parents just need to work remotely because of child care issues. It can't always be helped, and we understand that. So employers need to make some allowances if they haven't already. And speaking from an employer perspective, this sort of workplace flexibility is greatly appreciated by the employees and builds long-term trust. And I think people know that you truly care about them when you do things like that.
For sure. So maybe you're an employee listening right now and you're not feeling appreciated by your employer. Well, maybe it's time to find a new work address. Stop by U.S. Staffing and we can help you out. We work with great employers right here in Jackson who are looking for solid people just like you. Ben, how can people contact us in the Jackson area?
Yeah, so if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or you can come in to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We're right there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road. Our phone number is 787-6150.
The Joneses.
The Joneses.
From U.S. Staffing.
You betcha.
Hockey Mom.